بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا كان حالها ما وصفته, the compiler of the hadith Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi writes that when the condition is as I have described it, that is that we are temporarily in this world is a place for us to benefit from for the akhirah, and we must prepare for the akhirah. وَحَالُنَا وَمَا خُلِقْنَا لَهُ مَا قَدَّمْتُهَا, and our condition, what it is, and for what Allah Ta'ala has created us for, I've presented that already, that Allah Ta'ala has said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that Allah has created us solely and only for His worship. That is why we are here. As far as our rozi is concerned, Allah also has taken it upon Himself that He will provide for us. But we have to make our effort according to what Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for us and with the correct intention. But the giver of rozi is solely and only Allah Ta'ala. And for us to understand that Allah is paying us, and we, what our job is to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. That is why we are here. We are, so to say, not only employed, but the slaves of Allah, and we are only for the ibadat of Allah. We have to earn our rozi, just an outward effort, and that also in conformity with the laws which Allah has prescribed for us, and with the correct intentions. When that is the case, فَحَقٌ عَلَى الْمُكَلِّفِ أَن يَذْهَبَ بِنَفْسِهِ مَذْهَبَ الْأَخْيَارِ, then when that is the case, that it is just right for a person who is a mukallaf, that is a person who is responsible for his actions. That is how we say it in English, but the Arabic, that he has been made mukallaf from the word taklif, that Allah has put these responsibilities upon him. And in fulfilling them, the nafs feels taklif, getting up for fajr in this cold morning, etc., keeping all the rozas, the nafs feels hard on that. But that is part of it. Allah has made that for us. So all the commandments of Allah we have to fulfill, no matter how much our nafs dislikes it. But we have to do it how what Allah Ta'ala has commanded us. And then we should choose the way of those people who are the akhyar. They are those people who Allah, the righteous people, and who have got control over their nafs. So this is also an important thing. As long as our nafs is controlling us, we are the slaves of our nafs. And then we are not truly the slaves of Allah Ta'ala. We do things for our nafs' sake. And for example, even namaz a person will make, even in a cold morning like this, but he will do it for his nafs' sake. For what? That people will must say that he's a namazi, that what a cold morning, still he goes for namaz. Or that if he is absent, that the people will ask, why didn't he come? He's not worried about Allah, but he's worried about the people. So in that case also, we are still the slaves of our nafs. And we have to make effort for this also, that we come out of the slavery of the nafs, and we become the true servants of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. وَيَسْلُكُ مَسْلَكَ أُولِي النُّهَى وَالْأَبْصَارِ, and we must tread the path of those people who are أُولِي النُّهَى وَالْأَبْصَارِ, those people who have got intelligence and who have got insight. That is the truly wise people. And a true wise person, who is one who recognizes his creator, the one who is giving us whatever we have got, we recognize him, and we come to know who Allah Ta'ala is, and with that complete conviction from the bottom of our hearts that I have to please my Allah, I have to do everything for him. And also, as described in a little bit detail already before, that these are those poor people, أُولِي النُّهَى وَالْأَبْصَارِ, who realize this dunya is nothing to hanker for, nothing to run after, nothing to make one's name in this dunya. Such a big bank balance, so many properties or whatever else of this dunya. They are these people who realize that akhirat is the real thing. That in their children also, instead of them having so much of other education, that so many of my children are alims, are hafiz, and that they are doing work of deen, serving the deen of Allah Ta'ala. These are the people of intelligence who work for that eternal life of the year after. ويتأهب لما أشرت إليه, and they start preparing for that which I have indicated towards. That is for the akhirah. They prepare for that, and they get engaged in preparing for that. And in that also, there is no harm in having our house, looking after our houses, our businesses, our cars, our families, but all within the limits of Sharia and with the correct intention. We don't make that the object of our life. We don't make that the end all and the be all, but we make them use that as a means, and our real object is in front of us all the time, and that is to please Allah Ta'ala and to prepare for our akhirat. وَأَرْشَدَ مَا يَسْلُكُهُ مِنَ الْمَسَالِكِ وَيَحْتَمُّ لِمَا نَبَحْتُ عَلِيهِ, and then which I have warned and cautioned about, that we should not be overtaken by this dunya. They take particular care of that we have to be preparing for the akhirat all the time. And يَحْتَمُّ, they make it their hum, their worry all the time, that I have to prepare for that which is my real life for the akhirat. So that should be in front of us all the time, that I'm here to prepare for the akhirat. I'm not here to live it up in this dunya, and in which case we break the laws of Allah also left, right and center, and we don't even worry about it, and we don't make tawbah also. If due to any weakness we do falter anywhere, then this person his destination is the akhirat and the pleasure of Allah, then he will make tawbah and istighfar immediately. So may Allah Ta'ala guide us towards this, realize these are important points, then we will really appreciate the hadith and the kitab which we are reading, and with the correct object in mind, we will really be reading the kitab. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.